Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Whoa. We are crippled by the low temperatures around here where we live.
Crippled.
Like 18 degrees. Yeah. I got up this morning and my wife, Jody, had the doors to the in the bathroom, the counter underneath the sink open, yeah, so the heat stay under there, and had water dripping and all of that. And I said, oh, well, somebody called her brother-in-law, Chuck.
Yeah.
He's a master plumber. He'll tell you that too. He's not just a plumber. He's a master plumber.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yep. But I had to go out. We have we live out in the country. We're on a well. And we have a big main water source in the yard. And it's under one of those fake rocks, so nobody can tell.
Yeah. What is it? Look at that boulder in their yard.
Yeah.
It's a giant boulder. And the neighbors have one exactly like it.
What are the chances?
Last year I had to go and I winterized it. My grandfather, aka Papaw, was a plumber as well. He was a pipe fitter in a mill. And so he showed me when I was little how to wrap towels and t-shirts around a faucet to keep it insulated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's really a redneck looking, you know. Now they make the stuff that's made, yeah, for that. You just put it over but this is a pipe sticking up out of the ground with a faucet on it. It's like a big pipe.
Okay.
So it's different than the ones up against the house.
Yeah.
And they have I put the little styrofoam things on those. But Jody goes, you need to go out there and wrap those pipes. I said, they're already wrapped. I never unwrapped them from last winter. Yeah. Yes, you did. You mean you haven't used that water out there? And it's like, no. So I went out there, and guess what?
Still wrapped.
So they had towels wrapped around them with duct tape holding it in place and all that. So I said, well, I'm out here with the stuff now. I might as well super duper insulate them. Mm-hmm. So I had two old hoodies that I just pushed down over that pipe, like the pipe is wearing two hoodies.
And it's like a person coming out of the ground.
And then I put a thick plastic bag over that and then zip tied it all together and all that, and then put that boulder back on top.
You're like Atlas rolling the rock up the hill.
Yeah, it's warm, is so what you're saying.
That counts as I did a home project.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely.
I fixed something at home.
Absolutely.
Been out there all day in that yard working.
Wetting.
You reinforced the pipes.
I did.
Yeah. I'm a man.
Don't nobody know about wrapping pipes the way I do.
With hoodies.
Yeah. They're stylish, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, take some pictures of your hoodie-wrapped pipes. I want to see
Are
that.
They colorful hoodies?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very colorful.
I like it.
So yesterday, in keeping up with the saga about Lindsay finding Rob a wife, they kind of got into it. Because they've got bones to pick with each other about how it's going so far. So they're butting heads a little bit. And we'll get you caught up on that with the In Case You Missed It replay from yesterday coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, I think I predicted that Lindsay and Rob would end up having conflict with each other over this.
Did you?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's starting to happen. Lindsay working the dating app to find Rob a wife. Now, Rob and Lindsay are kind of at each other on this. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
So we can go ahead and get to the bottom of this deal with Lindsay and Rob facing controversy, a little conflict about her working this dating app for him. So the big complaint is that he's not responding to the women's in a timely manner, mm-hmm, as far as you're concerned.
Right. Because this is this is one of those things where timing is of the essence. I mean, you have to really get in there because they're getting matches too,
mm-hmm,
and you really want to snag them when you can. What makes me mad is that Rob takes, what do you call it? A hiatus from his phone. So what do you call it, Rob?
I disconnect.
He disconnects. Okay. So he texts me and said, I texted him and said, hey, this girl is messaging you. Please message her back. Like, you know, I like her. I think this is going to be good for you. He said, you know what, Lindsay, I'm disconnecting for the weekend. I'll get to it when I can.
And the whole weekend.
Yes. Now, in theory, it sounds wonderful, right? Because you're like, oh, good. You're getting rid. You're disconnecting. You know good and well he is still doing video games and he's still. So disconnecting to your phone, okay, but you're still playing D&D and Sonic the Hedgehog and Pokemon or whatever you play on your big screen. So that's why I'm frustrated.
I was watching movies and I was reading a book.
Yeah, well, movies is not disconnecting.
Thank you.
A book is disconnecting.
No, it is disconnecting. It is for sure.
You mean to tell me you didn't play one video game this weekend?
I did, but not during the time I was disconnecting.
Anyway,
he's disconnecting from you is what he was saying.
Is what he was actually
taking the
saying.
Weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I just I need that when like 7 a.m. on Saturday, she sends me 6 to 7 text messages and calls me.
It's like, important.
Who's up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, Lindsay?
Me. All of them. And you should be because you wake up every day at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely not.
Okay. So did you lose this prospect because he didn't get back to her?
Possibly. I mean, I think they're still chatting, but the last thing was that she wanted to meet up and he went radio silent. And I'm just getting really frustrated with you, Rob. I'm about to start
chatting. You should check it again because I did not go radio silent. I have talked to her since then.
Okay, well, it was too long for my liking. It was too long for my liking. If it goes 8 hours.
I'm just going to delete the app. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to delete it. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, look, we're $60 into this and it's not being, it won't be used until the end of the month. So
right.
We got to use it on somebody.
And listen,
can you change profiles in the middle of a subscription? Somebody's getting hit. Got my 60 big ones on it.
We're not throwing away 60 bones. Somebody's getting a girlfriend. That's funny.
But good news. I'm getting DMs on Instagram of people that want to set up their friend or their sister and giving me their phone number. So we have other routes. It's just that I've invested so much time in this app. So I'm seeing it through. You know me. I'm not going to back down.
Yeah. And she's sure not. 60 big ones.
Yeah.
You better not.
Yeah, out of TJ's 60, pocket.
60 pigs.
Let me ask you, TJ, you think she's going to be able to find him a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Somebody that will become his girlfriend later.
Okay.
But right now, he's determined not to let it happen.
Right.
Yeah. To give her the satisfaction.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
One of my favorite stories about TJ, and he's told this on the radio plenty of times, but it's one of my favorites, is when TJ's older brother came in. We'll tell him the Appleseed story quickly if you could, like when you thought you were getting in trouble.
Yeah, in kindergarten, they had told us about Johnny Appleseed.
Right.
And my parents were gone. Just for a little while, and they left us home with our friends playing. My brother's 4.5 years older than I am, so he's supposed to be in charge of me. And I had eaten an apple, and I took the seeds, and I went out and just scooped some dirt out of the way and put those apple seeds there. And I went and I told him, I said, Todd, I just planted my seeds from my apple, so an apple tree is going to grow right there. And he just immediately went, you did not. He said, you are going to be in trouble. You know, mama and daddy don't want an apple tree right there by the driveway. It's going to mess up the car. It's going to mess up the concrete. You are going to be in such trouble. And so I went over there because I got all upset and I was trying to dig him up. You know, and I was 5.
Yeah. Sweet boy.
Yeah. And then he said, it's too late. They're going to start growing now anyway. You saw the thing about Johnny Appleseed.
You were probably so upset.
I was.
He was crying and the whole thing. He was upset. But that's sort of like what older siblings do. Like, I have 2 older brothers. TJ has an older brother. You have an older brother. Mm-hmm. They constantly told me I was adopted. And I think that's a common one.
They told my husband he was adopted all the time.
Of course. Yeah. It's just sort of what older siblings do to younger siblings. So we threw this up on social media at TJ Riggins Show. What's the most ridiculous thing your sibling convinced you was true? at TJ Riggins Show. There's a lot of great answers. Aaron said, my older brother told me if I dug too deep in our sandbox that the devil was going to come out and get me.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. I don't even know why you would say that. Like, yeah. Just other than to scare them. Sarah said, my older sister used to always tell me I was adopted and came off a watermelon truck in Mexico. buy the watermelon, get a free baby. She'd whisper it in my ear all the time, and I would just cry. It was terrible. And then one day my daddy heard her, and that was the end of that lie. Yeah. She got a whooping for it.
Watermelon truck in Mexico.
You buy a watermelon, you get a baby. Cindy said, me and my brother had my sister convinced that she was adopted and had a glass eye.
And not only that, you got a glass eye.
That is so weird.
Crying.
And just diabolical. These are cracking me up. Cindy said, I have a scar on the back of my leg from a surgery. My brother told me I swallowed a lizard, and that's where it ended up. You go get it. Hi, yeah. A lot more. I was adopted. I was adopted. Mm. Shelly said, when I grew up, my four older sisters told me that you get pregnant by pushing in your belly button. So that was just sort of to hide things.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything like that? Were your brothers, did they razz you at all?
Not really. I'm sure my older brother did that to my younger brother. Not really me.
Yeah.
They knew to stay away from me. Yeah.
You were the razzer.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, you sort of dominated that household in a way.
They just knew not to talk to me ever.
Well, that's helpful. Yeah. So if you've got a great one, at TJ Riggins Show, we'd love to read it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I hear this a lot. I know everybody does. There's always somebody around that will say, I can't handle somebody throwing up. If I see somebody throwing up, then I'm going to start throwing up.
Yeah.
And I always wonder how true that is. I mean, do you just get kind of queasy and whatnot, or do you actually, you're going along fine, and then, oh my God, there's somebody throwing up, and then you're like contagious vomiting.
Yeah.
But people say that it exists, contagious vomiting.
My daughter can do it. Not because it's so gross, but she just has a bad gag reflex, I guess. And she could just make herself throw up. It's so weird.
I wish I could do that.
Well, yeah. Mm. She's just, she can throw up on a dime. She can think about throwing up and do it.
You bragging on that girl all the time.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. She may not be that smart, but she can throw up on a dime.
Oh.
It's a special talent to get, especially a girl that's cute, to be able to throw up on a dime and give you 9 cent change.
It's weird.
That's what she can do. But I've often wondered if it's the same with other bodily functions.
Mm.
Like if you see somebody pooping, are you going to have to poop?
Like, here it comes.
Contagious. Well, they've done a study about contagious peeing. In country of Japan, they did this huge study, contagious urination, they call it. And they watched all these chimps for months, like 600 hours, how many months that is, 600 hours. Maybe it's not a month. They were in the zoo in Japan, and they tracked how often within 60 seconds of each other that they urinated. So if one of them got up and went and urinated, how many of the other ones would do it within 60 seconds?
Okay.
And they said that it is a thing. It happens a lot. It says social rank makes a difference too. So if the dominant chimp gets up and goes and does it, then the more submissive ones, the lower ones would do it too.
Wow.
Kind of like they're trying to fit in and be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we're peeing now? Are we all peeing?
Hey. We're peeing great, aren't we, Spike? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look how I'm doing it. I'm doing it just like you. But they say that the theories are is that that's the way humans are as well, especially women. It's like with the contagious peeing. But I think women go to the bathroom together, but they do it to talk and have somebody to talk to while they're in there. And women don't like walking in a room, no matter how small it is, by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
Even a restroom. I don't want to go in by myself.
Well, it's like, you know how they play, you know, the sound of water dripping to make you urinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe there's something to like the sound of it makes you have to go as well.
The only psychological thing that I experience like that is if I don't really have to go that badly, it's not an emergency. But as soon as I see the toilet, it becomes an emergency.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to go now.
Yeah.
That's always baffled me.
Yeah.
A little bit. But that is a psychological trigger that if you've got to use, if you've got to pee and then you see the toilet, it makes you want to pee more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You know.
And harass your coworkers in public bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always fun.
Yeah.
You've never been in the bathroom with Riggins at a QT or a Love's truck stop, have you?
Can't say I have.
It's fun.
It's an awful experience.
it's very fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man, another day of a crazy jam-packed show. You know, there are days, Riggins, we can be honest with people, we come in here and we got nothing. I mean, we got a 12-pack of nothing when it comes to content. We're trying to milk as much as we can get out of it.
Sure.
You know, like milking an almond.
That's what it
is. But yesterday and then today, we got too much content.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches today, folks. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get an update on the Lindsay Finds Rob a Wife thing in a little while, just a few minutes. We're not going to get right into that yet because I have gotten word, Riggins, that there is some deceit afoot.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Somebody's not being on the up and up.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this is exciting. Oh, I love it. Somebody's not being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I love that.
Yeah.
Lindsay doesn't sound like she loves it.
No, just, well, you know what?
Me I love or, that. It's either me or Rob, so I don't know.
Wow, what a tease.
Yeah. But then we were just discussing... Riggins and I live in suburban Charlotte. We live north of the big city. And I live farther north than Riggins does. And you didn't get any snow at all. You did get some?
Yeah.
That's right. You got a dusting or whatnot. I got not one flake where I live out in the country of Mooresville, North Carolina. And Lindsay, you got slammed so much that your kids are actually going to get to sled on snow today instead of just frozen grass like last time.
Yeah, they're really excited. Our whole neighborhood's going to go out on the golf course and do it, which was the plan last week or whenever it snowed a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we just did our grass last time. They loved it. They don't know any different. They've never really seen snow at that point. So they were like, This snow is awesome. I was like, this is grass.
But can you imagine all of the pictures and videos that my household has been getting from our home state of Louisiana, all of the people back home.
Ton of snow.
Yeah. A lot.
Somebody had one of those swamp boats, the fan boats.
Oh yeah.
What do you call them?
Yeah. Donuts.
Doing donuts in an airboat on
right
the snow.
Right out in the yard. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a scene.
I almost sent you that. Because I know you love redneck Louisiana things.
Yeah.
And I almost sent you that and say, you know, only in Louisiana. And they probably planned that. Hey, if it does snow, like they've been saying, we're getting out the airboat and we're going to put it in the yard.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen it, go to TJ Riggins Show on Twitter or X. I posted it yesterday. It's a great video. Just Louisiana craziness.
I love that.
Certainly one of the best videos you'll see today.
Yeah. And Jody's parents sent a video and you can hear her dad fumbling with it going, is it on? Like they were just going to walk out and show the front yard. And we get a long shot of their ceiling and then him going, it is on, you know, their argument. Yeah. And then I didn't even know what it was until they pointed the camera out there and I said, oh, I recognize that front yard. But then they quickly got back in the house.
I believe it. Yeah.
They're scared.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach got a bunch of snow. I mean, it's all these places are getting a ton of snow that don't usually get it.
This craziness.
Yeah.
Okay. So who has already been living in deceit with this whole find Rob a wife thing? We're going to uncover all of it and accuse the accused. Next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, looking great in a pair of stilettos shouldn't leave you in agony. Get the painless stilettos my wife Jody wears and save 30% when you use the promo code TJ. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Look hot, save money, be comfortable. Okay. Quickly reset. Lindsay is working a dating app in Rob's name. He agreed to this. She wants to find him a wife. The subscription to the thing only lasts 1 month, so she's under a little bit of a time crunch. She's been obsessed with it, as we talked about yesterday. It's her favorite thing to do. But I have found out, Riggins, that somebody may have been a little dishonest when putting Rob's profile up there.
Somebody was a little dishonest putting up Rob's profile.
Because it is, it shows Rob having a graduate degree.
Oh.
And it says that his star sign is Libra, and it's not. He's not at all. No.
I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, he's a Scorpio, remember?
Yeah.
Which is much sexier sounding than Libra.
Absolutely.
TJ, I also didn't tell you that my bio initially was also a lie. Yeah. I changed that the other day, though.
I did that.
Right. But you did that, but you also did the other two because I didn't do it.
No, I didn't. I didn't do any of your information, but I did bio.
That is not information I put on there.
So what did you fake, Lindsay?
Wait. Sorry, I'm confused. I didn't fake any of that because you did that at the bar with me.
No, that part was not on there when I first did it.
So, I didn't change it. So I don't know what that is.
Maybe he's been hacked and somebody, put that he's got a graduate degree and he's a Libra when he's clearly a sexy Scorpio.
That's right.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't make sense, though, Rob, why Lindsay would fake an astrological sign. She doesn't even believe in all that.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't even know when your birthday is. I wouldn't have done that.
I don't think she did it on purpose, but she definitely did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I did. No, but
what did you do on purpose, Lynn?
Okay, so I did. Y'all know I admit everything that I do. I faked a bio that was terrible. Like, I even asked Kyle to help me one night. I'm like, what would you put to, like, snag somebody and really quick, like, get their attention? He said, I don't know. Like, you figure it out. Like, I'm busy. Because I think he was still working. I was like, you're no help. He's like, you're the one doing this.
Yeah, I can't believe that he's not helpful at all to you, Lindsay.
At all. Mm. So what did I say? What did I write? I wish I would have screenshot it.
Yeah, I have it. It says, they call me Tech D Rob on the radio, .. I like to have fun and enjoy meeting new people. Let's have fun together.
I know. I did. Listen.
You could have just ended that with Foxy Lady.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. It's like a swinger.
And in all fairness, Rob didn't put anything, so I had to do something. Yeah,
that's fine.
But I don't know about those other two things. That's weird.
Sounds exactly like something Rob would say. I'm looking to have a good time.
Hi, my name's Rob. If you'd like to have fun, because I like to have fun, let's have fun together. It was boring.
They call me Tech D Rob on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I admire my graduate degree.
I read it to Kyle, and he went, that's terrible. Wait, but and you don't have a graduate degree?
No, that's one of the highest things you can get.
I don't know. I mean,
the D's all right, for
we got to take a break. We'll do now trending next, and then we'll continue with this later. So y'all chill.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So it looks like Mr. Beast was serious about buying TikTok.
Yeah.
He tweeted out, when the ban was happening, he's like, I'll buy TikTok. He's like, I put that up as a joke, but then I started getting contacted by other billionaires saying, we'll go in with you. We'll buy TikTok. And now he looks like he's kind of serious.
Hey, look, it doesn't matter as long as the Chinese government is not operating and has any say over it.
Yeah, I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to see one of the biggest YouTube personalities take over TikTok.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't even want a partnership with communist China in it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And President Trump and I may disagree on that. I'm not quite sure, but it sounded like we disagree.
Well, just call him.
I will. Let him settle down. And get, you know, yesterday was his first full day in office, in the office.
So. Right.
I'll let him finish out the week. I'll call him Monday morning.
Let him settle down.
Absolutely. So we did get some snow in the area. A lot of unusual places got hit with a lot of snow, New Orleans being one of them, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So a lot of those people are not going to venture out today. They're going to stay inside, maybe watch some Netflix. I got some bad news. Netflix is raising their prices again.
Yeah.
So it's going up for the first time since October of 2023. The ad-supported plan going from $6.99 to $7.99, and all the other tiers going up about a dollar as well. So
we should have just stayed with cable and satellite.
I mean,
it's costing more now to watch TV than it did.
You're not kidding.
And box TVs.
How many how many subscriptions do you have, like streaming subscriptions do you have, TJ?
Let's see, probably four or five.
Lindsay, is there a ton in your house?
We only do that. We don't have regular.
Oh, you're so cable. Young. Mm-hmm. You're so young millennial. We don't even have cable anymore. We
probably don't even have a home phone.
So, yeah, just brace for some price hikes with Netflix. Today is National Hot Sauce Day. Hot Sauce Day. Now, we got some big hot sauce fans here. TJ loves his Louisiana or Crystal hot sauce, right?
Yeah, Crystal Louisiana style hot sauce is my favorite. And then the Louisiana brand, Louisiana hot sauce, which is that's listed as number one in Louisiana, in state of Louisiana. But I don't think that they've got that correct. More people use Crystal, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said that nationwide, it's Frank's Red Hot. And it's just the most, you know, most commonly found one. Everybody uses Frank's. Mm-hmm. But here where we live in North Carolina, it is Texas Pete.
Right. It's made in Winston-Salem.
Right.
And it's a good hot sauce. It's a good hot sauce. Yeah,
good vinegary. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, are you a hot sauce girl?
I'm a hot sauce girl. Love that. Texas Pete for me.
Texas
Pete. Yeah, well, that's a North Carolina girl right there, man. Born and bred. She got that Texas Pete in her veins.
Yeah.
She bleeds it, man.
Texas Pete and vinegar style barbecue sauce.
Yes.
That accent comes out every once in a while with Lindsay, and it's great. It is real deep.
Especially if I have a couple cocktails, it gets real bad.
Yeah. Like her daughter's name is Delilah, but a lot of times it sounds like Lindsay's saying Delilah.
Delilah.
And Kyle. Kyle.
My husband, Kyle.
Yeah.
And then there's some footage being released out of Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, the two co-stars that were on that movie, It Ends With Us, and they're currently suing each other. It's a weird video. TMZ has some behind-the-scenes footage of them romantically dancing and having, like, an actual conversation. Yeah. It's odd to watch. And she says, this backs up everything I say about him being a freak creep. And he says the exact same thing.
This backs up everything I said about I didn't sexually harass her.
Exactly. Right. So something's off there. I'm not on Nextdoor. It's the gossip page for neighborhoods. But we're going to talk about Nextdoor nightmares coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
One of the benchmarks of getting older is moving to the suburbs, starting a family, and if you're a woman, joining Nextdoor, which is like Facebook for your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it's any different than the mom Facebook groups, but this is for your neighborhood so that you become a member. And then it basically devolves into people gossiping about their neighbors and saying, making catty comments about decorations and things like that. But it is fun to read. So somebody compiled a list of the craziest next door posts recently. And I'll just go through a few of them here. Here's a woman. I thought this app was cool to find lost dogs and see what was cool happening in our neighborhood. I can't take the begging anymore. Is there another app for people who really just care about our neighborhood and not just whine about their lives and ask for free stuff?
Mm.
That got a lot of likes. Yeah. It gets into that. Does anybody know somebody who can come power wash my driveway? But here's a crazy one. An older woman said, I'm a widow with two grown sons who chose not to have children. So I will never have grandchildren, and I long for them. I'm wondering if there's anyone on Nextdoor who has children, but the children have no grandparents. Perhaps they have passed away or live in another country or estranged. I would love to find a child or children to grandmother.
Oh, she wants to be a grandmother by proxy.
Exactly.
Whoa.
I knit, I sing, I know gobs of stories. I would make a wonderful grandma. You're supposed to.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's kind of creepy.
It's a shame.
I mean, it really is.
Rotten sons won't give her grandchildren.
Go volunteer or something.
Yeah, I totally agree. Go to the soup kitchen. There's a lot of people that need help.
Yeah, or I can drop my children off. What's her address?
Well,
you know, I'm not a big fan of the DINK.
The dual income, no kids?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that movement.
Yeah, you want people to have kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want them to have kids, and I want them to raise their kids with the political principles that I have. They're the ones that are good for the country to survive and thrive.
Okay, fair enough.
I want to know how y'all knew what DINK meant and what all the...
It's a little something called the news, Lindsay.
I mean, it's just so... I've been seeing a lot of that on Bumble.
On Bumble?
I've been seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? I literally had to Google that.
Yeah, dual income, no kids. It's usually referred to millennial couples that are just
too selfish to have kids.
Having dogs, raising dogs, stuff like that. But one more next door post that I thought was really interesting. And this
I'm
real.
Just joking, by the way.
He's teasing.
Save your complaint messages. You know, I'm not going to do anything but laugh at him anyway, so.
One picture, and this is a real thing. Has anybody else been having some stranger put beans in their mailbox? This is actually a real thing. People pour out baked beans in other people's mailboxes, and they say it's been reported in the Daily Mail and the New York Post that this could be a sign to other people that your house is safe to rob.
Well, it's also a federal offense.
Messing with mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. And then you got to clean out all these beans that are in your mailbox.
You know how to fix that?
How do you do that?
Exploding mailbox.
Yeah, you should have thought of that.
Yeah.
So, next door nightmares. That's fun.
Cool.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.